Okay, Sefer Shmuel Aleph Perek Yud Zayin. We have started the world of David HaMelech last time. He was chosen, he was anointed, and now he comes on and has his first battle with Goliath. David and Goliath, this is the Perek. What happens, we know the Plishtim are gathering around in Azekah, very pretty close, about 5 minutes drive outside of Beit Shemesh. They're in the valley there, and Bnei Yisrael are on one side, and the Plishtim are on the other side. And what happens in the Perek, Goliath comes out, the giant comes out from the Machad of the Plishtim and says to the Jews, why do we all fight here? Let's just get one person to fight. I'll fight, you send somebody. If I win, then you'll be our slaves, and if you win, we will be your slaves. Let's do that. Meanwhile, David HaMelech, who was little David still, the youngest son of Yishai, wasn't on the battlefield. He was tending his flock of his father, but his father sent him to go to the battlefield to bring some food to his brothers. And when he gets there, Goliath, who has been cursing Am Yisrael and cursing God for 40 days, he is doing it again, and David is there, and he hears this, and David can't believe what he hears. He says, what's going on here? Why is everybody acting cowardly? What is this person doing? Cursing and blaspheming Am Yisrael. And they say, well, what are we supposed to do? David says, well, we're supposed to fight him. His brother Eliab gets very upset at him. What are you doing? You're just a little boy. Go back to the sheep. And David says, no. And Shaul hears about this little boy, and not so little. He was 28 years old, and he hears, and he's brought to him, and Shaul says, what's your plan? And David says, I'm going to go fight Goliath. Shaul says, you can't. David says, yes, I can. I've already defeated a lion, a bear, right, that tried to eat my sheep, and I could do this. And Shaul says, okay. He gives him his helmet. He goes out, and he takes with him no swords, but only 5 smooth stones and a slingshot. And Goliath starts laughing and saying, what is this? What are you sending me? You think I'm a dog? Right? This is all you do. This is all you send me. He starts running. David starts running. David, of course, takes out the slingshot, takes one stone. The first one hits Goliath on the forehead. It implants in the forehead, and Goliath dies. He falls forward. David goes, takes Goliath's own sword, cuts off his head, parades the head around to show Am Yisrael. The Plishtim start running because they are scared. Am Yisrael starts defeating the Plishtim, and David brings the Kalim back to his home, and Shaul sees this, and the parak ends by Shaul questioning, who is this boy? He asks Avner, right, who is this? And Avner says, I'm not sure. David says, find out. Unclear, right? He already knew who David was. We'll have to talk about that. And he finds out, and he brings David in front of him, and David says, I am the son of your servant, Yishai. So this is where David not only gets anointed, but he starts acting. He is on the map, and he amazingly brings a salvation for Klal Yisrael. So here we go back to the beginning of the parak. Vayasvu Plishtim es machaneim la melchama. The Plishtim gather their troops for melchama. It's amazing that the Plishtim were already ready to attack and fight. You know, it wasn't so long ago that Yehonasan brought the miraculous victory for Klal Yisrael, and all of a sudden the Plishtim are attacking again. Says the Malbim, because they must have heard of the Ruach Ra. They must have heard that Shaul was not in a state that he was in earlier, and therefore Bnei Yisrael are not such in a great position, and therefore they were susceptible, and therefore that's why they started attacking. So the Plishtim gather between Socha and Azekah, and Shaul gathers, and Shaul does not go fight. They are obviously scared, and the Plishtim send out Goliath Migat Gavo Shesh Amos Vazeres, about 13 feet tall. Shesh Amos, let's say, is 12 feet. Vazeres is another half a foot. And he has tremendous amounts of armor on him. The Pesukim describe, he has a helmet, Kova Nachoshes Al Rosho, Vishiryon Kashkasim. He has armor throughout his body. His sword weighs a ton. Not literally, maybe many. And he says, what are you doing? Get a man, and we'll see who wins. Ask the Achronim, what kind of fight is this? Usually when countries fight a war, when people fight a war, they fight everybody, not one person. You could have one valiant soldier, but that doesn't determine the Krav. So why here? They say, send one. And number two, what was the blaspheme that David got upset? He says, Chayrafti. How is he being Mecharef et Ma'arachot Yisrael here? He's just saying, give me one man. And he keeps making fun of them. So in the Kamoti Shalarav, he quotes from the Hadras Kodesh. No, he says here, Brulachem Ish, maybe on a deeper level, he's saying, Bruluch HaMesh, give me an ish, Hashem ish melchama. He's saying, well, you always fight in the name of God. So what do you need people for? Just send me one person. And if it's God, Hashem ish melchama, so then, you know, that's all you're going to need anyway. It's going to be miraculous anyway. And that's really what he was undermining. He was undermining the emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he was saying, Lama tiyago es kala'am. Me'achem emeil Hashem oses ha-melchama. Bruluch HaMesh, umalanu em kala'am nilcham o'rak yachid. And he was going to undermine their emunah. And that's why possibly it relates to the Chazal, that it says, how long did he do this for? Pasuk Tezva, Vayigash ha-plishti ashkem v'ha-arev, Vayis-yasev arboim yom. The Gemara in Soda tells us, what does it mean, morning and night? He means he was trying to be mevato them from Kriyashma. What does that mean, mevatel them from Kriyashma? So the Musar Nevi'im says there's special zechuyos that Kriyashma has b'shas melchama. Right? We know that from elsewhere. Right? The Medrash on the pasuk of Shema Yisrael in Dvarim Perachof. Afilu lo kiyamtem el Kriyashma shachris va'arvis iatem nimsarim biyadam. Even if that's your only zechus, that's why he's trying to be mevatel them from that basic zechus. But according to this idea, the point is that he was arguing and trying to undermine their emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem ish melchama. If you don't send somebody, obviously he's not in charge of you, and he's not fighting your wars. And he did it by Yisyatev Arboim Yom. For 40 days he did it. Right? And this is all trying to undermine Torah and undermine everything that Am Yisrael believed in. And it's interesting that he says, you're Avadim L'Sha'ul. Remember what we had a couple of prakim ago when the Aron was taken in the beginning of the Sefer. According to the Medrash, Sha'ul was the one that grabbed the Luchos out of the Aron when it was at the hands of Goliath. So Goliath already had a history with Sha'ul. Sha'ul and his son obviously defeated them in the last round, but now they hear what's happening to Sha'ul, and therefore they come and through Goliath try to defeat Am Yisrael again. So what happens? Vayomer Yishai leDavid beno. Meanwhile, not on the battlefield, the Pesukim describe that Yishai says to his son David, take some bread, kach l'chalachecha, eifas hakol yazeh, v'asar alechem hazeh, v'haret samachan alachecha. Quickly go to your brothers and bring them this milk. And the pasuk ends off, es achecha tifkol l'shalom, and make sure your brothers are at peace. The es aruva sam tikach, and take their aruva. What does that mean? So, pachas, it means just see how they're doing, right? Be an aray for them. But two important points. Number one is the Gemara in Maseches Ksubis and Maseches Shabbos says, from this pasuk is the source for the famous line of, kol ha-yotzi l'melchemes beis David, get krisos kosev l'ishto. Anybody used to go out to war in the times of David HaMelech, and in the times of Yishai, his father, right? That's what Rashi quotes in Ksubis Taftes, v'David laman me Yishai aviv, who also used to be a leader of men. So Gekrisis, they used to write a get, just in case they would be lost at war, they wouldn't want, or even they would die, they wouldn't want their wives to fall to Yibum, or even to be Agunos, and therefore they would write a get, Tichsiv es achecha tifko l'shalom es aruvasam tikach. How do you get it from that phrase? Ve'es, my ve'es aruvasam tikach, tni rav Yosef, dvarim ha-me'uravin beino levena. Things that bind, aruva, things that bind the men and women together. So tikach, take that, meaning take that away, take that connection away, take the get from them, and in that way, if something happens in the battlefield, it won't negatively affect them. There is a machlokas in Rashi and Tosfos, how exactly the get of Milchemes Beis David worked. Rashi says it's a tnai. He used to give a get al tnai, shem yamus pa milchama yehe get me hayom ksivaso. It was a get all tonight. Rabbeinu Tam and Tosva say no, they gave a get, period. They gave a get today. They gave a get fully. And they would remarry their wives. Obviously, a Kohen couldn't do this, but they would remarry their wives if they would come back. But it was not a get all tonight. The lumdus of that is not for now. But that's a machlokas, Rashi and Tosva, in terms of that. That's number one. Ves aruva sam tikach. But there's also a medrash. The medrash on this pasuk, right here in the Yalkut, says, Am Rabbi Yehuda bar Shimon, Lamud oso shevet lios arev elu la'elu. Beautiful medrash. The medrash says that this shevet is lamud to save one. One shevet always is ready to put up for the other shevet. Lamud, meaning watch in Amar. Pasuk in Vayigash, Anochi Ervenu. Even before that, before Vayigash, Yehuda says, I'll stand up for Binyamin. So just like Yehuda stood up for Binyamin in history, that arvus, that standing up, made inroads into history. Amar Yishai LeDavid Beno, Hari Ashoa Shetelech V'Tekayem Oso HaArvis, So Yehuda Zekenecha. Yishai says to his son David, you have to go to the battlefield and fulfill the Arvis that he started. Sha'arevis Binyamin Miad Aviv, like he did. Lech V'Otzei Oso Min Arvuso. So what did he do? He went to kill Goliath and he saved Shaul, who's from Binyamin. Chayecha, Amar L'Akadosh Baruch Hu Chayecha. Kishem Shanasata Nafshecha Tachas Shaul, Shum Yishivto Shaul Binyamin. Just like you did the act, you from Yehuda save Shaul from Binyamin. Kishem Sha'asa Yehuda Zekinecha Shneamar. Yeshev Na'avdecha Tachas Hanar. Kachani Nosein Beis HaMikdash V'chelek Yehuda Binyamin. You created Arvus then, twice, Yehuda and Binyamin, and David and Shaul, so forevermore, eternally, the Beis HaMikdash will be on that border. And even when all the Shvadim go into Golis, the 10 tribes, Yehuda and Binyamin will stay. That is the Medrash. Says Rabbi Aaron Cutler in the Mishnah's Rabbi Aaron on Sefer Shmuel, you see from here the effect of one action of Yehuda earlier in history, that has repercussions, not only as a schar, but it's inherent in the history. Lefi sidrei ha-hashgacha ha-mesaveves, shelefi tov in yahanyanim, yivaldu totsaos gedolos ve-kabiros, ashem lamala mitivios advarim shel maisa tov, even higher, supernatural effects that come from the act. That's what happened with the act of Yehuda and Binyamin. That's what happens here. That's aruvasam tikach. Okay, so what happens? David comes to the battlefield, he gets up in the morning, he leaves his sheep. The pasuk says, Vayitesh es atzon al shomer. He doesn't leave his sheep without anybody. He gives it to a shomer. That's what Eliav gets angry with him at in later on in the parak. But he leaves it with a shomer, and he goes and to fulfill exactly what his father says. He comes, Vayavav Yishal Achiv L'Shalom, and as he's talking to his brothers, all of a sudden Goliath comes and does his thing, and everybody is running and scared. Vayomer Ish Yisrael, Hari'isa Mo'isha Lo Lazeh. The people say to David, you see somebody like this? And they end up saying, Vahaya, Ha'isha Shayakenu. They tell David, by the way, anybody who beats Goliath, Yashrenu, Amelach Osher Gadol, will get tremendous riches from the king. Vezbito Yitainlo, he's already promised his daughter's hand in marriage. Vezpes Aviv Yasechavshi B'Yisrael, and his family won't have to pay taxes, be part of the army in the future. Vayomer David. David hears that. The Ralbag says he hears that, becoming a son-in-law of the king. So maybe he thinks to himself, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do. This is how he wants me to have an in. I'm anointed. He knows he's going to have to come onto the scene at some point. So maybe this is also something that tells him that this is it. Vayomer David Elan Hashem Omdimi Molemar. And then David again says to people who are standing there, what's going to happen whoever beats the Plishti? The Mesudas David says he knew already, but he was just trying to get them into conversation to try to say, I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. And come with the bravery that he had. And they tell him again, and all of a sudden in the camp they hear what David is saying. Vayishma Eliav Achiv HaGadol Pasach Avches. His oldest brother Eliav hears about this. Vayichar Af Eliav David, he gets angry. We quoted this pasuk already in the last parak, right? What is it meaning? There was a netiyah of anger in Eliav, and that's why he lost the Malchus. Originally he was supposed to be Malchus based Eliav, but it was taken away from him because of his anger predilection, and he was given to David. So he gets angry, right? Maybe he thought, he knew that David was anointed. He was there when Shmuel did it. So says the Mishmat Zav, maybe he thought that he was worried about David's life, and he thought David was only supposed to be leader after Shaul died. Not now. Vayomer, he says to him, Lamazi Yaralto, Valminatashto, Ma'atatzon Haina Bamidbar. What do you do with the sheep? What are you doing here? I know why you're here, says Eliav. Ani adates don chaves rol of avecha. Ki leman ra'us hamelchama yirata. You just wanted to see the gossip. You just wanted to see what was going on. And David says, doesn't really answer him. Me asisi ata halo davarhu. What I did, it's something. As if to say, you know, I have my reasons. And David then is brought to Shaul. And David said to Shaul, al yipo leiv adam elav. Don't worry, I will fight him. I will fight him in the name of Hashem. Shaul says to David, but what do you mean? Ki na'arata. You're a young lad. Not so young, he's 28, but he doesn't have any experience in fighting. V'hu ish milchama minu rav. And this is an ish milchama. V'yomer David al Shaul, ro'a haya avdecha l'aviv batzon. Let me tell you a story, says David. I was a shepherd. Uvoha ariv es adov. And there was a lion, there was a bear. V'nasa seme ha'eder. And there was a set. There was a sheep that was taken from the Eder, that's a Kri Niksiv, right? The other nuschos here is zeh, menasa zeh. Some say there was a zeh, and he made the took from the zeh and made a coat that he was wearing. So he pointed to the zeh. V'yotzasi achar avi kisev, and I went out and I killed the lion, I killed the dove, eat salti mipiv, and I saved them. So gamas arivas adovika avdecha. Just like I killed the lion, I killed the bear, I will take care of this plishti, not to worry. In the Kamotzi Shel Harav, again, he quotes some of the Achronim that say, what's the dusiach here? How was Shaul then convinced after this? Maybe an animal, a bear, and a lion are different. No. So the point is that this Goliath was like he called himself, in a few psukkah from now, he called himself a dog. In an ideal world, man rules over animals, as long as the man has the perfect Selam Elokim. The fact that all of Am Yisrael were scared right now of this dog means they weren't perfect in their Selam Elokim. What David was saying was that I'm in control. Bar Rives Adov, and I was able to overcome the Ari and the Dov, meaning I'm able to overcome the animal kingdom, and therefore I will be able to overcome this dog of Goliath as well. So Vayomer David, so David says to him, Hashem, Asher Hitzilani, Miyad Hario, Miyad Adov, Hu Yatzileni, Miyad Aplishti Azeh. He will also save me from this plishti. Rashi quotes that twice in history we have somebody who's made such a comment that this must have happened to me because I'm getting a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ze echad, Rashi says, Yodei ani shelo l'chinam nizdami li b'davar ahu. This didn't happen, that fight with the lion and the bear didn't happen to me for nothing. Elo shelo asid ani ba lidei kayotzei ba l'teshuas Yisrael. And that's what this is. Ze echad mishnei tzadikim shenasam lehem remes. V'chashu l'haskalo davar. Two people who got it. Who is the other one? Mordechai. Mordechai says, V'chol yom v'yom Mordechai mishalach l'fnei ha-chatzer. Amar, lo l'chinam olsa bat tzadekezu shenitvesal b'mishka v'arel azeh. Not for nothing was Esther chosen. It must be Sha'asida Hila Amoli Yisrael B'Yom Sara. It must be that Hashem's going to use her to save Am Yisrael. And says the Musar and the Nevi'im, this is a Musar for all of us. Whenever events happen to us in life, we have to look at it as a possible message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mishu Roe Shebirecho To Hamakom Bebracha Yisera. We have a bracha. We have a talent. We have something. Tzarechu Lach Shov Shula Atzmo Eino Kedai Laze. Ela Bracha Zu Bevadi Letovas Kalam Yisrael. Hashem gave it to you in order to help Am Yisrael, whatever the koach is. And that's what David felt here as well. So Shaul says, okay, Leich v'Hashem ha'yemach, Hashem should be with you. And Shaul gives him his uniform, his madav, his battle garments. Rashi quotes here the Chazal that amazingly, magically, though Shaul was much taller, it fit David. It moved, it magically moved and became smaller and fit David. And right then, Shaul all of a sudden has an ayin hara. Hikvas bo ayin hara, v'hirkash David b'davar. This is the beginning of the end of their relationship right here. V'yalbeisho so, and all of a sudden David's moving and it's too heavy for him. Not only is it too heavy, you might see on a deeper level, David wants it to be more of an ace. I don't want any armor. So he takes it all off and he goes just with a makel and 5 stones. Why 5 stones? So the Radak quotes, maybe 5 is 1 keneged Hashem, because he's disgracing Hashem. Number 2, Aaron. Goliath had killed Chafni and Pinchas in battle, so Aaron is the Goel Adam, and the 3 Avos. So Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Aaron, and Hashem, those are the five stones. Maybe also a Mateh. The Mishpat Zozav also quotes a Medrash, in the Yalkut, that this Mateh was the Mateh of Yaakov. And this is the Matev Moshe, and the Matev Aaron, and the Matev David, and it's going to be the Matev Melech HaMashiach. This was a special Matev that he was taking. And he went to the Plishti. The Plishti says, what are you doing? He says, you're only a Nar. And David says, I'm coming in the name of Hashem. And they each threaten each other. David says, your flesh is going to be eaten by the birds. And they start running. David takes out the first of his stones and says right before he does it, Anochi Balech Hashem Hashem Svakos, and what's going to happen today? The Yedu Kol Haaretz Ki Yesh Elokim Li Yisrael, the Yedu Kol Hakol Hazeh Ki Lo Becherevu Bechanis Yehoshia Hashem. Says the Malbim, there were 2 purposes that David wanted to fulfill. Number 1, to teach the Goyim. Number 2, to teach Bnei Yisrael. Number 1, to teach the Goyim. The Yedu Kol Haaretz Ki Yesh Elokim Li Yisrael. Hashem is our we have a special relationship with Hashem. And number 2, Pasuk Mem Zayin, V'yedu kol hakol hazeh, this kahal, Bnei Yisrael should know that Hashem is on their side and they don't need to be b'derech hateva. Hashem could save them even b'derech neis. David quickly goes, takes a slingshot, takes the stone, it goes into his forehead. After Radak, how did it get into his forehead? Wasn't he covered head to toe with armor? So Radak says, some people say that when David said his flesh will be eaten by the birds, he looked up for a second. So there was a little space of forehead that got open. But the Radak says, I don't know why you have to say that. The whole thing was a nace. So say it hit the armor, but it still went through. Still went through. The whole thing was an ace. Okay, so it went through. It went into the forehead. Vayipal panav arza, and Goliath falls down. Ask the Medrash, what do you mean? He falls face? Vayipal panav. Usually when you get hit in the forehead, you fall back. Why did he fall forward? So Rashi quotes the Medrash that this was another nace. Hashem didn't want to have to make David walk all the way around this huge guy to cut his head off. He made him fall forward so it was closer to him. If you look in the Sichas Musar of Chaim Shmuel Levitz has in Maimer Tezayin, many examples of Hashem doing little nisim, unneeded nisim, in order to show his love. This is one of them, to show his love. This is what happened by Neis Chanukah. That's the context of Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz. Neis Chanukah, we didn't need the Neis, too much of a tzibur, but Hashem wanted to show that he loves us. Or when it comes to Yosef, why did the Yosef's caravan have to smell good? He was going down to Mitzrayim. Well, who cares about it smelling good? No, he wanted to do a little Neis for Yosef to show that he loves him. By there's an Arachayim HaKadosh in Sefer Bereishis where Hashem showed Avram Avinu the world, and the Medrash says that he swiveled the world around to show Avram instead of asking Avram to turn his head in all the directions. So again, what do you need that nace for? All to show his love for the person involved. So that's what happened. David Cubs cuts off his head, and the Bnei Yisrael run after the Plishtim, and David brings all the Kalim back to Pasuk Nun Dalet, Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, maybe there were two Yerushalayims. The Radak quotes his father, who says that the Nov Irakonim, where the Aron, where the Mishkan was set up now, and the Mizbeach was set up now, maybe that was nicknamed Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim was the place of center of their existence before the real Yerushalayim came up. As Caleb Samba Allah, he brought the Kalim of Goliath back to his tent. This is, except for the sword. If you look at this later on in a couple of prakim, in Perach Chafal of Pasuk Yud, the sword of Goliath went into the Mishkan. Right, that was there as a remembrance of this victory. And the end of the Perach, Shaul is David. When Shaul sees David going out to the Plishti, he says to the Avner, Mize ben Hanar, who is this? And Avner says, I don't know. And the Melech asks again, who is this? And when he comes in, he finds out that it is David. Right, the big shaila is, A, he knew who he was already. Number one. And number two, why is he only asking now? So various suggestions given. Some say it means that he knew who he was, but he didn't realize he was such a gibor. So he's asking, who's his father? Who's his grandfather? Number one. Number two, maybe he was out on the battlefield and he couldn't believe that this boy, this 28-year-old, had gone out without any armor, so maybe he thought it might have been somebody else. Right? Different deus. The Gemara, though, in Yevamos, Ayin Zayin, and Olive has a famous discussion which Rashi and the Radak both quote here. Really, he was asking, you know, is he ra'i to be the melech? Doeg comes in and says, no, maybe he can't even be the king, but he can't even be a Jew because he comes from Moab and Rus. And the end of the Gemara is obviously Ammoni velo Ammonis, Moavi velo Moavis. But that is the discussion where Doeg already, we said Doeg brought him to Shaul earlier already to start the Ayin Hara. And here Doeg continues trying to get David not to be a Jew, let alone not to be the king. So Shaul is on his way down, so to speak, and David is now front and center in Jewish history. Okay, we'll stop here.